Okay. So roll call. Commissioner Amy Buck.
I'm here.
Tanya Dobie. Commissioner Faruqi. Commissioner Mike Hamill.
Here.
Commissioner Jamie Lee.
Here.
Joanne Matsuba. Addie Nimothy. Carrie Reynolds.
Here.
Mike Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Steinberg.
Here.
And we know Commissioner Wang will be absent. Okay, we do have a quorum.
Okay, why don't we move on to the second item onto our calendar?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, recognition of the To Know Better campaign contest winners.
All right. Forgive me because I do not have a screen in front of me, so I don't know who all is here. I do know who is supposed to be here, and that would be two students from District 1, as well as their faculty advisor, and that would be Ms. Nguyen, Mr. Naismith. I hope I'm saying that the names correctly, and Ms. Viney. And this is from the Samueli Academy. The project name is I Am Not, and we had the pleasure of getting a view of that last month at our meeting, and we found the work that all of the winners from all of the districts did just fantastic, and this one was no exception. So congratulations, and I guess what we'll be doing is mailing a certificate to you. We would certainly have preferred to have the meeting in person downtown in Santa Ana so that we could present the certificate to you in person, but that will instead be mailed. And the project message that was submitted by the students was to encourage people not to label other people based on how they look, essentially not to stereotype people and discriminate against people based on the label they assign to that person. Examples were, I am not an immigrant, I am not the Chinese virus, I am not a terrorist, I am not a sin, I am not a stereotype. So for District 2, the student winners who my understanding is are not available to attend were Alec Wild and Madeline Berry. The faculty advisor for this group is Mr. Greg Stone. I understand he is in attendance. And this is from Los Alamitos High School. The project name was Empathy, Not Judgment, and the project message that was submitted by the students was that Los Alamitos High School had some students out on quarantine. Before they returned, the project students wanted to inform the student body that these students did nothing wrong. They wanted to promote empathy, not judgment, wanted to welcome them back and not to isolate. So once again, job well done. Very impressed, and we will be mailing the certificates. For District 3, the student winner, who my understanding is available to attend, is Ms. Chloe Wang, and the faculty advisor is Jamie Klopfer, who is not able to attend, and this was from Woodbridge High School, and the project name was Future by Us. The project message that was submitted by the student was that the waves symbolize racial bias, hate, and discrimination that are existing in our current society, incited by pandemics. The challenge of racial justice lie in not only discrimination, but also the deliberate system. Congratulations, and the certificate will be mailed to you as well. For District 4, student winners were the Western High School Commercial Dance Department, including Ms. Annie Lopez, Tiari Gillen, and again, apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name, Ms. Valerie Ortiz, and Ms. Jimena Marquez. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Katia Rivas, Stephanie Liavanos, and Israel Hernandez. I understand that some or all of these students are here today, so once again, congratulations. Your faculty advisor, who I understand is also here, is Miley Eisenbray. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And a project name was The Message Behind the Mask, and the message was that one voice is strong, but many voices are powerful. Our voices give a stronger message because we all have different experiences and perspectives. District 5, once again, congratulations, District 4, and thank you. District 5, the student winners, congratulations to Nadine Tong and Natalia Tong, who I understand are here, and faculty advisors who I also understand here, Mr. Fernando Sotelo, Ms. Fernanda Viabla, and Ms. Lorena Perez Sanchez. Thank you for being here, and congratulations to San Juan Hills High School. The project name was The Truth Around Us, and the project message that was submitted by the students: we hope to see everything good in our society, the diversity, the culture, the community service, and the people. Thank you once again. This was really fantastic to have so much participation and to have such fantastic projects submitted by the students. We look forward to continuing to share a community with you as you move into positions of leadership in our culture and in society. We are encouraged that our country will be in good hands. Thank you so much. I hope everybody heard me. Sounded like we had some static there for us. Okay. Maybe we can move on to item number two. Item number three.
Sure. Item number three is our opening quote reflection. Oh, and that was Commissioner Wang.
Okay, well, I'll call for volunteer.
I'll volunteer, if that's okay with you, Mr. Chair. It's Commissioner Steinberg.
Yes, please, Rick. I would love to hear it.
I want to reflect. Did our students leave? No, they're still here. Some of them are still here.
I just want to reflect on
the golden rule, and you know, depending on what tradition one comes from, it is has different variations. Some come from the book of Leviticus that say, love your neighbor as yourself. Others say, what is hateful to you, do not do to somebody else, and what you want done to you, you do to somebody else. And there are many other variations as well. And I just want to say to the students and to their teachers, who participated in this amazing program, To Know Better. To know better is also to know how to love better, how to care better, how to give better, how to be kind better. And your beautiful artwork and your beautiful creativity, from dance to graphic arts to digital art has really brought a lot of hope in what's been a pretty dark year. And so I think you represent the very best of what we would call the golden rule, no matter how you interpret that golden rule or what it says about love, about what is hateful to you, to not do to somebody else. And so it's an opening reflection on what has been done and really a great hope for our future. So thank you to the students and to the teachers who made that all come to be and for allowing us to reflect this morning on this very special moment, I think, in the Commission's history. You have taken us to a new level, and so I thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Rick. That was fantastic. Would any of the other commissioners like to take this opportunity to address the students or their faculty advisors?
Good morning. This is Fareed, Chairman, Commissioner. Good morning to all of you and to us.
Good morning, Fareed.
Thank you. Good. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little bit late signing in. Yeah, but I want to thank and what Rabbi Rick Steinberg mentioned as well. This was an amazing outcome of the effort that was put together by many people behind the scenes, and obviously the credit goes to the students who participated across the Orange County Department of Education from different districts representing us. So that was amazing, and for the winners who did make it, I think you did a fabulous job. Thank you for what you have done and to convey the message that we all are hoping to make a better change to our communities, where we have more civil and respectful and sensitive to others. I think you guys did a fantastic job trying to bring that out in the way you put it together. Thank you.
Good morning. This is this is Mike Hamill. If I could just comment for a minute and also just congratulate all the award winners, all the students, all the faculty advisors for this amazing work. And while I am so grateful for the work of everyone, you all did great work. Just wanted to just call out and I'm so proud of Woodbridge High School, of course, Woodbridge being in Irvine, me being the Irvine Police Chief, and just comment on the fact of how important it is for me and my department and our officers to establish just the best relationships we can with all of our youth. As you know, we have school resource officers in all the high schools. I'm sure that the students from Woodbridge know who their school resource officer is, and we understand how important it is to connect with our youth. Our youth is our future. And so, again, just congratulations to all of you.
This is Addie Namathy. I just want to add that the students are definitely so deserving of the great work they did, but kudos to the teachers. You all are there guiding the students, shining light on what the path needs to be for them, and I think you've all done an amazing job, so thank you all.
This is Amy. I'm going to piggyback on what Commissioner Namathy just said, because not only are you an inspiration for your students, but you're doing it during a pandemic. And so developing that kind of personal connection and that kind of role modeling in a world that's pretty virtual and being able to create that kind of insight and the work that got generated was so lovely. And so thank you for going the extra mile in a time when educators are not appreciated nearly enough.
I too would like to thank all the participants and congratulate you on a job well done. This is Commissioner Matsuba. And as Commissioner Steinberg was saying, so you give us so much hope and you show us that you are ready to take on this world and continue to make it a better place, and that's what we're looking for. And I was just so appreciate how much of your heart went into this project, and we could feel it, and it shows, and kudos to you. We're very, very proud of you. This was excellent work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, commissioners, for chiming in there. This has really been a fantastic project. Again, can't stress that enough. How fantastic it is to have such participation, such meaningful participation by so many students and so many teachers. And thanks to all of the commissioners who put work into this and worked along with Rabbi Rick to make this happen. So. Why don't we move on now to item number four.
Okay, item number four is the overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
Hello, so I think it is my turn to give that overview, so I'll go ahead and do so. So I know we all have this in our packet, but there were four things in particular that I wanted to highlight in the overview. So one is the community outreach and relationship building meetings. So the goal is 40. We are currently at the end of January at 53. So the commission staff has already exceeded that goal quite significantly with much of the year left to do. And again, at a time when we're virtual, at a time when bringing people together and creating meaning is more challenging, and yet our team has been able to do that. So much kudos to the commission staff for doing that work and exceeding what anybody's expectation was. And then I always mention this when I report, but the support to the hate crime victims. This is never a place where we want to see more work being done, because hopefully there will not be hate crimes, but the goal was 8, and we're currently at 46. So that, to me, tells a lot. It talks about the incidence of hate crimes. It talks about the work of the commission in getting out the word about reporting and getting that on record. And lastly, the support of the commission staff in being able to be there with our Orange County folks during these really vulnerable times. And then two of the meetings, one was that staff had facilitated a virtual convening with the California Association of Human Relations Organizations. So that's pretty significant for Orange County staff to be at that kind of a statewide level. So kudos and props for that. And last but not least, I wanted to call out the meeting that took place with the West Anaheim Neighborhood District. So even though that's not my district itself, I'm 5th District, but I know in WAND, that's a really special group. I've had the opportunity to work with them before, back when I was at the county, and reaching out and providing support and connection because of their feelings of isolation. What a beautiful thing that is. So thank you for the good work that happened there.
Okay, thanks. Any questions regarding this before we move on to item number five? Okay, let's move on to the open forum.
Yes, so if anybody wishes to speak, if you could please hit *9 now. And we have one person. It is Felicity Figueroa. One second. Okay. Felicity, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Felicity Figueroa. I live in Irvine. And first off, I'd just like to say how proud I am of all these young people who have truly taken the To Know Better Anti-Hate campaign to heart, especially since a couple of them were from my kids' alma mater, Woodbridge High in Irvine. But watching that presentation leads me to my question. I just would like to know what's been done to weed out members of white supremacist and hate groups from the Sheriff's Department, given that one deputy was found with a 3%er patch on his uniform, which I've been listening to the hearings, and that was one of the main groups that was there at the insurrection on January 6th at the Capitol. And another was determined to have participated in that January 6th insurrection. So, I haven't heard anything about any disciplinary measures. So I'm concerned that if the Orange County Sheriff's Department isn't capable of policing itself, that maybe we need an independent agency to do that, and I'd like to hear what the commissioners suggest. And also, as Rick Steinberg mentioned about Allface having a version of the Golden Rule, and I know that's true, I'm on the Newport-Mesa-Irvine Interfaith Council, and I believe that when we refer to all our neighbors, that includes our neighbors who might currently be in detention. So I'm wondering why vaccines haven't been mandated for the people who are currently incarcerated in our OC jails, especially since the Sheriff's Department is in the middle of a lawsuit for being a hotbed, for his jails being a hotbed of COVID infections. And so many of the people who are there haven't even been tried yet, and many other new people are coming in every day. So even if the numbers have gone down, that doesn't mean they're going to stay down. So those are my comments. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Figueroa.
Don't seem to have anybody else that wishes to speak. So if they do, they need to hit *9. There's nobody else.
I'm sorry, so there's no one else?
There is no one else, no, sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. All right. Do any of the commissioners have any questions or comments for Ms. Figueroa?
I think she brings up some good points. Thanks, Ms. Figueroa, for sharing that. This is Commissioner Fareed Faruqi. I know as a commission, we don't have much of a clout to do anything policy-wise, but we can definitely work with the law enforcement and things that you just identified about looking within the department at changes, and whether it's in the sheriff's department or elsewhere. I don't know what we can do. We can perhaps take this under consideration and advisement, and maybe a committee or something within the commission can be put together, a new one or existing, whatever that may be, and try and come up with some ways to address these issues. This is just my quick thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I would point out that the commission, to follow up on your comments, Bree, the commission does not have jurisdiction to investigate the Sheriff's Department. However, the concerns that Ms. Figueroa has raised could certainly be brought to the Board of Supervisors and or to the Sheriff's Department itself. And if Ms. Figueroa is not satisfied with the response that the Sheriff's Department gives to her, she could certainly attend a meeting of the Board of Supervisors. I'm not aware of the name of this sheriff's deputy who was involved in, or was allegedly involved, because I haven't heard that there was one who breached the Capitol or broke windows or was involved in the riot. If that person did that, I would imagine that that person has been charged, and should be some sort of investigation of that particular person. But again, I don't know any of the details on that, so that would certainly be something that I would imagine the Capitol Police are involved in. So anyway, those would be my suggestions, and I thank you for bringing this concern to the attention of the commission. I think you would probably be better, you would be more apt to receive some sort of action in response by taking the concerns either to the Orange County Sheriff's Department or to the Board of Supervisors. Let's move on to seeing no action items. Why don't we move on to discussion items?
Okay, item number 5 is commissioner requests for authorization to attend events.
Okay, so are there any requests by commissioners to attend events over the next 4 weeks in their official capacity as commissioners. Hearing none, then I would invite if there are any requests that come up between now and over the next 4 weeks, but before the next meeting of the full commission, to please go ahead and direct those per the bylaws by email to I believe they're to be sent to me and a copy to Renee. Is that correct?
Chair,
please.
Renee.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the direction that you were giving? I think I missed a piece of it. I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah. So the request was that any such requests that need to be addressed before the next meeting of the full commission could be emailed to me with a copy to Renee. I assume that was you, Renee. It sounded like you.
It is me. Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everybody. If it's just a general inquiry, we can send it through Jenna, and then she can engage whatever parties are needed. I think
great.
We want to definitely ensure that we're not in violation of the Brown Act, and depending on what the situation is or the question may be, it'll be better suited to send it through Jenna, and then she can engage as needed.
Okay, that sounds great. And I know we have amended bylaws that are at some point going to address that, but those amended bylaws have not yet been adopted.
Correct.
Okay, so let's move on to the next item.
Okay, item number 6 is listening session ad hoc update.
All right, this is my turn, I think. Commissioner Farid here again. So 26th of February, which is a Friday, is when we are set. The flyers went out and the detail of the event as well. We already have our speakers, guest speakers, Clayton Chow and America Bracco, I believe, from Latino Health Access, and Ms. Clayton is from OC Healthcare Agency. So that's why we have only about 31 registrants, people registered for the event. We need to see more participation, therefore we'll have to, each of us, commissioners, I would request of you kindly to send the to all of your email or people that you think that should be on it. It's an important thing. COVID is still here, and we are seeing a lot of issues still, biases and things happening up there. So you're on the news. So we need that. I see. Amy, go ahead. You have your hand up.
Yeah, so the speaker is Dr. Chow, like you said, but not America Bracco. It's who is the executive director of OCAPICA,
okay.
Which is the Asian American.
My fault.
Yeah, what OCAPICA standing for? I don't have it in front of me, but
longstanding
health equity advocate in our community. And so Marianne
thank
and Clayton.
Appreciate Commissioner Amy for making that correction and noting that. So I think we are really looking forward to a good participation. It's going to be a very important listening session, and we need the input of our people, our constituency within the different districts. So our request is we need to step up, and I don't know what if we can use any other channel to put out this information. Maybe Renee can help us and Jamie from the county side to publicize it. So it would be helpful. Thank you.
This is Renee. Just wanted to let you know we did send the press release out through all of our media outlets and placed it on all of our social media platforms. So we can send that out again and repost now that it's getting a little closer.
Yes. I appreciate that, Renee. Thank you for that. And do the question that our earliest guest speaker, Felicity Figueroa, and I would reach out to the people who are listening, who are perhaps just audience, and our students who are here with the faculty, your teachers. I think it'll be a good thing to even reach out to them to have them participate. because all the effort that was done, including that complete media thing out, this is part of that discussion. It's a continuum. It's not just one thing. So if anything can be done there, that would be helpful. Thank you.
This is Norma. I just want to share that after this meeting, I will send a reminder email to all commissioners with the flyer attached, so you can just forward that to your networks. Thank you.
Thank you, Norma.
Can I ask, the speakers are requesting the link for the Zoom, so if I could have that for them, that'd be great.
Okay. That is a long website address. I can ask.
No, if somebody could just send that to me so I could.
Send it to you. Let me see. I can ask next time, because I know we keep getting more requests, if my department is okay with me putting it on the agenda now. Because before, that was never our practice. But since this kind of isn't exactly stopping, so yeah, I'm going to ask if it's okay if I can put it up there for the next time.
No, for the speakers.
I know, but put the link on the agenda for people. But I can send it to you. Give me a few minutes. I'm going to pop out of the screen for a little bit.
Yeah, because our presenters need the link.
Amy?
Yes.
Yeah. You mean for the event, right?
Yeah, for the event.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Commissioner Buck. I totally misunderstood you. But either way, I'm still going to ask about that.
For the presenters. It doesn't have to be right this time.
Okay, great. Anything else on this? Okay, so let's move on to item 6.
Okay, item 7 is the Commissioner's Staff Report, Hate Crime Prevention Network. Prevention work, sorry.
And this is Joyce Sanchez doing a presentation on the work that she does around hate crime prevention. Take it away, Joyce.
Thank you. Jamie, could I have power to share?
Yeah, the green button. You're a panelist, so you should be able to. There's a green button. If you hover over the bottom, it'll say share screen.
Okay.
And then you should be able to. There you go.
Thank you. My name is Joyce Sanchez. I'm the hate crime prevention specialist, and today I'm going to be sharing with you about the hate crime report and about the work I do. So the hate crime report was started by the Orange County Human Relations Commission that has collected the data since 1991. And how we get that information is through all Orange County's law enforcement agencies, including the sheriffs, community-based organizations, and victims of hate crimes and hate incidents themselves. At the beginning of the year, I sent out a request letter, and for law enforcement, Chief Hamill is wonderful in helping with that. And I attach a form that they can include all their hate crimes and hate incidents, or they have the option to share the form that they share with the Department of Justice. And how people can report to us is through our online form, direct email, or calls. Typically, I get a lot of calls and online reports. When I get a case, I assess if they fall under a hate crime or a hate incident. If it's a hate crime, I ask if they've reported to law enforcement, and if they haven't, I encourage them to report or help them make that report. When it's a hate incident, unfortunately, there's no resources, but people are thankful that someone is reaching out to them and that we're tracking these incidents. So the hate crime report is a year-round work. It starts at the beginning of the year with the request letters. Then I receive that information, compile it, clean it, make sure that I don't double count any case, analyze the information, compare my numbers with the Attorney General's report, then write that report, create the graphs, request a letter of statement from the DA's office. After everything's done, I send it over for county to review and approve the report. And so once the report is done, I'm also working at the same time at the hate crime release event, which typically without a pandemic is securing a location, inviting guest speakers, and of course having the county approve the event as well. And the follow-up after the release is sending letters to the departments to all the departments that reporting, you know, saying thank you for your contributions to our report and giving them their specific numbers, doing presentations for community and schools, specifically high schools and colleges, to inform them on what's a hate crime, what's a hate incident, and where to report. And also doing workshops related to hate crimes and hate incidents, for example, a workshop on hate symbols on hate groups or levels of racism or implicit bias, just to mention a few. I'm also in charge of coordinating the Hate Crime Prevention Network, which also started in 1991 with the purpose of to link victims, organizations, and law enforcement, educate, document, prevent hate crimes. So currently, it's about 15 organizations that we come together on a quarterly basis, and it's basically that to work together to have here a network in Orange County that is providing awareness and sharing with one another, helping one another with when there's a hate crime or a hate incident. And from my part, that's just in a nutshell the work that I do. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions for Joyce? Okay.
If not, thank you for your attention. That's all for me.
Oh, Joyce, can I ask? I'm sorry. You have on here currently 15 organizations.
Yes.
15 organizations participate. Like what?
Yeah.
What organizations?
We have the Orange County Human Relations nonprofit. We have the Jewish Federation, CARE. We have a detective from Santa Ana PD. We have I don't have them all on the top of my head, but also Human Relations from Huntington Beach.
I get it. Yeah, you don't have to try to come up with all of them. Okay. I understand.
I can share with you and all the organizations that are on part.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And this is Commissioner Farid, if I may, Commissioner, Chairman. Joyce, thanks you, first of all, for kind of walking us through this process, what you do and how it's all put together. Great work. Thank you for that. Just to follow up on Commissioner Joanne Matsuba's thing, among the organizations, you may recall from the previous commission hearing meeting that we had a presenter, Rima Nashchibi, and she's from Global Hope 365, dealing with human trafficking and sex trafficking and all that kind of issues, which also includes or has issues of hate and crime, all of that stuff, all wrapped up in one. So I'm just wondering, among the 15 organizations, can we slot them in as well and engage in some way to participate or have them bring awareness?
Yes, definitely. Any organization or individual that would like to participate in our prevention network is welcome. So yes, I can send a letter of our network and send an invitation.
Wonderful. Norma knows that she already has the information. We can develop some kind of a methodology.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Joyce? Okay, why don't we move on to our next item?
Okay, item number 8 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you. Last week or last month I mentioned the fact that we were working on this video with Cal State Fullerton Professor Christine Gardner. So that video is now has been completed and is just being reviewed internally by the agencies that have participated. And so I hope to be able to share that video next month. So it turned out great. I've seen it, and just a really great collaborative project on behalf of Cal State Fullerton and Orange County Law Enforcement and the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Any questions for any by anybody for Commissioner Hamill? Okay, let's move on to our next item, please.
Item 9 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Interfaith Council is kind of in a regroup mode, and we're figuring out how to kind of go forward in the next year, and we're going to continue with, the religious organization that's hosting, doing a presentation on that faith, and always readings from the sheriff and whatnot, but then to address, public issues such as homelessness or drug addiction or whatever it might be on kind of a broader scale than just particularly law enforcement oriented, and how faith leaders can come together to help, think through many of those issues and problems, challenges that our society faces. And then we're thinking also about doing some bigger events beyond just the faith leaders that would include, maybe hundreds to come to panels or to some sort of thing. This is all, of course, post-COVID, in which we can really have the Sheriff's Department as the convener about bigger issues, not only about sheriff issues or law enforcement issues, but about bigger issues. And it's really kind of a nice inflection point for faith leaders to get together under that umbrella to address, the issues going on in all of our lives. So that's where we are, and the planning is kind of happening as we speak and should have a schedule shortly.
Thanks, Rick. Any questions for Commissioner Steinberg? Okay, hearing none. Let's move on to the second to last item.
Is the announcements from commissioners.
I just want to note there was a couple of questions. There's a thing in the chat from one of our participants who had some questions for Joyce.
Oh, those questions have been answered.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
This is Commissioner Dobie. I am not sure what link I use to log in, but I have been here the entire time.
I saw you. Don't worry. I moved you into the meeting as soon as I saw your name pop up on the side.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your whole life.
Chairman, Commissioner, this is Commissioner Fareed. Just another comment that I want to add. I was on a webinar before I came on to this, and that's the reason why I was a little late. And this was dealing with immigration and other issues. First of all, it was very well put together by this non-profit, Tahiri, T-A-H-I, rih.org. I can put it in the thing, into the chat box right now. And they were talking about immigration reform, things that are coming down, the new administration, and kids that have been taken away from, separated from parents, and all the different issues. Added to that is also the COVID thing that is playing into this whole issue as well. But as it was quite informative. There was very, very well put together presentation by attorneys and whoever else that's got that area. I'm bringing this to our attention. There was one particular slide which I'll forward to Norma that we can probably incorporate into our 26th listening series somewhere. But more importantly, this issue is also something very near and dear to all of us, how we deal with people at the border or otherwise. Maybe, I don't know if this is as offline discussion within the committee of our next listening session, perhaps, I do not know. But I'm just highlighting that, and I'll put the website into the chat box right now.
Commissioner Faruqi, if you can please send me the website, that way it can be posted with the minutes, since the chat, it kind of just need. We need to make sure that it's all out in the open, so I really prefer if you don't use the chat.
Okay, so I will not put in the chat.
Yeah, just email it to me, please.
Fantastic. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fareed. Any other announcements?
I have a question. This is Commissioner Addy. In terms of what Commissioner Fareed just mentioned, there are lots of webinars and other activities going on at the university level as well. Is that something that I could just send to Jamie links, and if anybody would like to attend, they're welcome?
I would think so long as the attendance is not in the commissioner's official capacity as a commissioner.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
This is Commissioner Reynolds. I'd like to give a short update on the Goodwill Project. It is still alive. We were able to have a meeting this last Tuesday. We have a small but passionate committee, and we talked over various things going forward, how we were going to proceed with this project in the future. And I think there was a general consensus that we wanted to award people like four times a year, every quarter, instead of twice a year, and that it wasn't necessarily significant to have just one awardee. If there are other people who need to be honored, maybe we will honor two or even three different persons in a quarter. And I'm very much wanting to award people who've been working on this COVID-19 stuff. We have healthcare workers who have put time and effort and their heart and soul into this, and they're overworked and underpaid, and they've been taking care of these people for so long. And some of these need to be recognized. It would be an oversight not to acknowledge them. Is there anybody else who has a thought about this?
Dr. Reynolds, this is Commissioner Fareed again. I think it's an excellent idea, and we should recognize the frontline people who have really sacrificed essentials and what have you. Often I do not know, but I can probably put on my thinking hat and see if there is any organization or individual that you are seeking for to be recognized, acknowledged. When are we planning to have this? I know you had mentioned that, perhaps I forget the date.
Well, the first quarter would be by the end of March. So we're going to try to be. We have four nominations already, but they don't happen to be healthcare workers. There were a couple of healthcare workers that were suggested, though, that seem like very special people who should be honored, and I think we'll look into that too.
Amy, was it you that had somebody in the...
Actually, it's Commissioner Nimothy had someone to nominate.
That's right, Nimothy, yes, yes.
And one thing I just want to encourage us to think about, though, is the role of the commission, and that's to address bias and hate. And so there's COVID bias and there's COVID hate. And I think, you know, I want to make sure that we don't... It's not enough people, in my opinion, who's speaking out about bias and hate. And so using the goodwill board is an opportunity to continually bring home that message. So we can tie COVID with the mission of the commission. I think that that would be worthwhile.
And okay. Commissioner Buck, this was part of the criteria that we were all looking at as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Any other thoughts from other commissioners about the Goodwill Project and how we go forward?
This is Michael Reynolds. I commend your enthusiasm and also your optimism about being able to have an award once per quarter. But I know it's also a lot of work for everybody that is working on this committee. So I would just encourage you folks to just pace yourselves and don't undertake something that is overwhelming. But again, very much applaud your the ambition to do this, and hope it's. Hope you're able to get an award done once per quarter. Okay, any other announcements? All right. I guess we come to the end of another meeting, and I thank everyone for their participation and everyone for all the tremendous work that you folks all do in the community. This was really an exciting, we've had a very exciting meeting, the last two meetings here, because of the To Know Better campaign. We're looking forward to our next one. I hope everyone has a fabulous month, February and early March, and we'll look forward to reconvening in approximately 28 days. Oh, I guess it's exactly 28 days.
Yep.
So have a wonderful month.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.